Welcome to the 5 in 5 Healthcare Technology Series, 5 healthcare-related questions asked and answered in 5 minutes. Today, we are tackling the topic of security. It is my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Joseph Kim, President of MCM Education and founder of multiple mobile health and health IT websites. He has an impressive web following and is also one of the top 10 physicians to follow on Twitter. He holds degrees from MIT, University of Arkansas College of Medicine, and UMass Amherst School of Public Health. It's wonderful to chat with you again, Dr. Kim.
Thanks for having me here.
I'm going to start with a question on HIPAA. Do the HIPAA privacy and security rules indicate what level of encryption is necessary when clinicians and patients are communicating digitally?
So the short answer is that they do not explicitly outline it. In fact, the first final versions of both the privacy rule and security rule were published in 2000 and 2003, respectively. So we all know that digital encryption technology has advanced tremendously over the past 10 years, and for this reason, the HIPAA privacy and security rules are not explicit on the levels of encryption that are required. The number one rule to bear in mind is that personal health information needs to be encrypted using modern technology standards, and these are generally outlined by groups like the National Institute of Standards and Technology, also known as NIST, and standard email or text messages are not encrypted. But we know that some providers are still communicating with patients this way. Now, many EHRs also offer secure patient portals where patients can log on, review their health information, view lab results, see messages from medical professionals, ask questions, and even refill prescriptions. There are many standalone programs that also allow encrypted information to flow between physicians and patients, but these software solutions are often not fully integrated into a hospital network. So we're really in a transition period right now, but this is the direction of the future, which allows for optimal efficiency in a secure HIPAA-compliant environment.
What types of security solutions can protect patient data when a hospital computer gets lost or stolen?
So surprisingly, many hospital laptops still have hard drives that are not encrypted. You may need to get a password to log into Windows, but the data stored on the hard drive is not adequately protected in these instances. We know that the solution is obvious. You have to encrypt the hard drive. And several computer manufacturers build encryption right into the hard drive so that thieves can't easily bypass that encryption. One great example is HP Protect Tools, which offered full business encryption as one of its many safety solutions. This is a standard feature on HP business class notebooks, and there are other solutions such as CompuTrace that tracks a stolen laptop and also offers remote data deletion and remote erase and wipe in case the laptop gets stolen. All of these solutions help to bolster the security of patient information stored on computers and should be standard features on any hospital PC.
How do single sign-on solutions increase security in the healthcare environment? And if single sign-on is not available, what are your thoughts on passwords, Dr. Kim?
So single sign-on, or SSO, allows users to access a host of applications using a single set of username and password. Now, the process utilizes a stringent authentication system, and it's often built on multiple layers of security. In some instances, these systems also require a smart card or a password token to maximize that security. Now, we all know that healthcare professionals are busy. They have a difficult time keeping track of multiple passwords to access different applications. And this is especially true for doctors who see patients at several different hospitals and clinics that all use different IT systems. Using the same password every time for different platforms is also very dangerous because it can lead to significant data breaches if that single password gets compromised. But an easy way to create unique passwords for each account is to base them on a pattern or formula. So as an example, you may want to start with a word like banana and then add 4 numbers. And then you can close the password using perhaps the first and last letter of the account name. And this type of formula ensures that you'll have a unique password for every single one of your accounts.
What types of encryption technologies should physicians use to maximize the security of their electronic patient health information?
So I like to start with simple tips that are based on really common sense. You know, lock your smartphone with a passcode lock. Use laptops that have built-in hard drive encryption. You know, subscribe to security solutions that will wipe and erase all your data if you lose a mobile device. If you're storing sensitive data on a mobile device, use a mobile app that will actually encrypt that data. There are services that also provide secure texting, secure email, types of communication between doctors and doctors, or even doctors and patients. So if your patient population is tech-savvy, consider some of these options. It will really help facilitate efficient communication in a secure fashion. And finally, instead of relying on local servers to store information in your office, think about storing your information on cloud-based platforms. Your server could get stolen, but the cloud is much more secure and offers additional benefits because you can access that information anywhere.
And finally, Dr. Kim, continuing in that vein, what are the key security advantages of using cloud computing to store patient health information?
So the security benefits of cloud computing, you know, they're extremely advantageous, particularly in healthcare, and primarily because the data is stored reliably. It's backed up on redundant servers, so you don't have to worry about losing the information. And in many cases, you can access your information from any mobile device, thus facilitating a greater level of workflow efficiency. Also, if there's ever a need to change a compromised password, one administrator can go in and change those security settings for everyone who has access to that information, thus boosting productivity and saving time. You can have access to robust cloud-based security management software as a service and other IT solutions that will help you work more efficiently wherever you are.
That was great information, Dr. Kim. Thank you so much for joining me again today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
This recording is being sponsored by Hewlett-Packard. However, opinions on products and services expressed are those of the healthcare professional being interviewed.